Syrian nuclear reactor could have been useful for weapons, IAEA chief says. By Francois Murphy. Vienna, Sept 7 Reuters. The nuclear reactor Syria had nearly completed in 2007, when Israeli jets destroyed it was of a type that could quickly produce fissile material usable in nuclear weapons, UN nuclear watchdog chief Rafael Grossi said on Monday. The International Atomic Energy Agency has described as a historic breakthrough its recent investigation into secret nuclear activities under the Assad family's rule. The investigation uncovered around 73 metric tons of natural uranium metal, mainly in the form of reactor fuel. In a report to member states seen by Reuters, the IAEA confirmed its previous finding that the bombed site in Syria's eastern province of Deir al-Zor was a nuclear reactor under construction, and that fuel for it had been made in Syria, all of which should have been declared at the time to the agency. This is a reactor that is very efficient in the production of fissile material that could be used directly for the fabrication of nuclear weapons, Grossi told a press conference, adding that it was almost completed. That was a very serious proliferation concern, he said, while cautioning that the then authorities' intentions cannot be judged. Since the ouster of President Bashar al-Assad in late 2024, Syria's new authorities have committed to working with the IAEA to answer questions relating to so-called nuclear safeguards, the process of accounting for and monitoring nuclear material. Having received the necessary access and information from Syria, the agency has been able to clarify and resolve the agency's questions concerning the outstanding safeguards issues related to Syria's past nuclear activities, Grossi said in a speech to the IAEA's 35-nation board. I welcome Syria's transparency and cooperation with the agency, which facilitates the resolution of the outstanding safeguards issues related to Syria's past nuclear activities, he added. Reporting by Francois Murphy.